Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment. I'm talking about all my wonderful friends down at My Job Depends on Ag. Meet the men and women who are growing your food all over the world, especially the Central Valley. www.myjobdependsonag.com. And we are coming at you live from beautiful Greenhorn Creek Resort here in Angels Camp, California, with our daily recipe. Today's daily recipe is a Cajun mushroom risotto carbonara. That is going to be tasty. Let's get started. The very first thing I need is 4 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. I'm going to put this in a nice, I want to have like a medium-sized saute pan, but it's not just a saute pan. I want one of those saute pans that almost looks like a little bit like a wok. It's very important that we do this because we really want to allow us to throw that risotto around and get it cooked up nicely. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put our olive oil in. I'm going to put 1 cup of arborio rice. I'm going to let that rice, I want that rice to get toasted. Not like if we're making Spanish rice. It's very, very important. We want it to sound like when you shake it or you hit it with a spoon, it sounds almost like seashells. And that's when we know our risotto, our arborio rice is being toasted perfectly. I'm going to add 1 cup of shallots, 2 tablespoons of garlic. Very important. 1 cup of baby Bella mushrooms. And I want these baby Bella mushrooms to be cut in half. And if you want a lot of mushrooms, then you really want to make sure that you can add 2 cups. But not if you're going to add more than 2 cups, you're going to have to add more arborio as well because we don't want to throw off our ratio. 3 tablespoons of blackening Cajun spice. Yeah, I almost get a tongue twister when I say that one. 3 tablespoons of blackening Cajun spice. And we really want to make sure that that arborio rice is just covered in this beautiful blackening spice. I'm gonna go ahead and start with a quart of beef stock. So what we do is 1 cup at a time, we're gonna add in our beef stock, and we want this to be cooked to al dente. Once we have achieved al dente, if you want to save this for another day, you let it come to room temperature and then cool it down in the fridge, plastic wrap, and put it away. If you plan on making this and serving it right away, we're gonna need to add to this 2 cups of heavy cream. 1 cup at a time, and it's very important because some people like creamier risotto and some don't. So it's your preference. Parmesan cheese, very, very important. And then I like to finish it off with an egg right on the top. And I also like to finish it off with some just nice diced crispy bacon strips, because in order to have a traditional carbonara, we need to have an egg and bacon on top of what we're doing. But remember, for many more of my untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.